Ray, in our most recent survey, 52% of the American public told the Marist poll that they approve how President Obama is handling the economy. Now, this is right on the border of being a majority, given the margin of error, so it's sort of teetering at the midway point. How do you perceive that the Obama administration is handling the economy right now?
Well, it certainly hasn't been perfect, but I think they've done a good job, and I would have been among your 52% if I would have been in the survey. They inherited some significant problems and took some bold actions, like a lot of actions that happen with the economy. They get bogged down in bureaucracy. They don't always move as fast as you would like for them to, through no fault of anyone. It's just the nature of the system as it exists today. But on balance, I think the administration's done a good job.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned your belief that he inherited the current economic conditions. In fact, we did poll the public as well, and 74% of the American public told us that they, too, believe that he inherited the current economic conditions and they are not a result of his own policies. So I take it that you agree that the problems have been inherited, but when do you think that it will become his problem? In other words, just how patient do you think the American public will be with the president in solving our current economic woes?
Well, there's certainly a lot of people on the other side and a lot of people in various media outlets trying to make it his issue. In fact, even before he was sworn in, some of them were calling it the Obama recession. But I think people do recognize that the seeds of this go way back. A lot of it did happen in President Bush's administration, but some of it, even the seeds of this, were planted in President Clinton's administration. So it's not something that happened overnight. It took a series of events and eventualities to make it happen, and a lot of people besides presidents were involved in it. I hope the American people continue to recognize this, but I feel fairly sure over time that number will diminish as people's memories are just fairly short on these things.
The midterm elections will probably be a definitive report card on how the people feel the administration has been handling the economy. Do you have any prediction, if things continue as they are, what we may see next November?
Well, I'm not a political forecaster. I'm an economist. But just making the observations just of what you typically see the party out of power make some gains in the midterm elections. It'll be interesting to see exactly where the economy is as those elections approach, because if the recovery is in pretty good form, it may work well for the incumbents and the parties in power. But if there's rising concern about deficits and maybe the economic recovery is not as fast, it'll favor the ones out of power. But I think the stars will line up pretty well for the incumbents, given where I think the economy will be at that time. But nonetheless, I'd be surprised if you didn't see some attrition, just because that's the typical situation.